Hello, and welcome to Virtus Voices. This is Pete Batchelor, Senior Vice President in the Product Group at Virtus Investment Partners. Today, I'm joined by Doug Foreman, Chief Investment Officer at Kayne Anderson Rudnick. Doug, thanks so much for joining us today. Let's jump right into it. There appears to be a disconnect between the Federal Reserve's actions and their comments relative to how the market's behaving. What do you think is driving this disconnect?
Well, I think if you look historically, the Fed and the Federal Reserve, regardless of who the chairman is, has difficulties making changes when the economy goes through major inflections. By major inflections, I mean big trend changes up, where the economy has been weak and is dramatically starting to improve, or the flip side, where the economy has been strong and then suddenly starting to decelerate or show less strength going forward. So the Fed's very good, like most investors, at extrapolating straight lines, but when there's inflection points, it's difficult for them to deal with. And I think what's happened the last couple months, in the fourth quarter in particular, and we saw this exemplified by the December meeting, where the Fed said that they would lower the number of rates in the 2019 from 3 to 2, which was very disappointing. In my opinion, we certainly were looking for more than that. And simply because the message of the market over the last 3 months has been loud and clear, and that is growth going forward is going to be much slower than what it's been in 2018. 2018 will probably end up with a 3% plus GDP number on it. And my best guess is right now is that the market is assuming that we'll grow at maybe 1 to 2% next year in 2019. And the Fed obviously isn't looking for that going forward. In December meeting, when Jay Powell got up there and appeared somewhat stubborn and inflexible about the outlook for rate increases into 2019, I think it was very disappointing to many investors, ourselves included. And the reason I say the message of the market is loud and clear is it doesn't matter whether you're looking at high yield spreads, which are rising, oil prices, which have been going down dramatically, lumber prices, which have been falling dramatically, emerging market stocks and economies, particularly China, showing tremendous weakness, Europe showing tremendous weakness, led by Germany in particular, where 10-year yields have been falling. And if you look within the U.S. equity market in the fourth quarter, the only areas that held up were sort of economically insensitive areas like utilities, consumer staples, you know, guns and butter type stuff. Stuff that people have to buy even in difficult times. Any of the sectors that were economically sensitive, like technology or industrial companies, materials, et cetera, they all got hammered. And transportation stocks, they all got hammered in the fourth quarter. So the message of the market, whether it's the equity market or the fixed income market with the yield curve also inverting in the latest quarter, and the commodity markets, whether it's lumber or oil or a bunch of other commodities, the message is all the same. And it's loud and clear, in my opinion. And it's rare that you get such loud and clear opinions across multiple markets saying that the economy is going to slow and slow a lot and maybe even recess in the next year or two from as 2019 unfolds. So the Fed comes out and Jay Powell appears somewhat stubborn about, you know, yeah, we'll do 2 instead of 3, but we're still going to increase rates. And then the market's going, well, you know, what are you looking at? Because, you know, somebody's clearly wrong here in the outlook. So I think, you know, the important point going forward is that these two points of view need to get reconciled. The Fed and the market need to get more on the same page, particularly during periods of inflection like it appears we're going through. Late last week, Chairman Powell indicated more flexibility, and obviously the market went up a lot on Friday because of these comments. And I think the point is that the market and the chairman need to come to more of a consensus understanding about where the economy is and where it's likely to go and what the future for rate increases are. So if you look at the Fed fund futures rates, at the end of September, there was a 90% probability plus of a rate increase by the end of 2019 versus 2018. At the end of the year, in looking at the same data, there's 100% certainty, the market's opinion, that there will be no rate increase or rate declines in 2019. That's at the Fed funds rate, which is a short-term rate that the Fed produces and manipulates. So once again, there's a big difference between what the market's looking at and what the Federal Reserve is looking at, and we need these two points of view to come into more of a common ground.
Yeah, and the backdrop to all of this is volatility, and we've certainly heard a lot about volatility over the past year with vol rising to levels not seen for some time. So what do you think are the factors that are contributing to this rise in volatility?
Well, there's multiple things. It's not just the Fed, and we've talked about the Fed already, so I'm not going to reiterate that. But I'd say the second most important thing has been the trade talks and trade embargoes, basically, that's been going on in the marketplace, and particularly with China, and the fact that China is the second largest economy on the planet, and it's been slowing fairly dramatically, and these trade talks have hurt business confidence, not just in China, but in the U.S. as well. It's hurt capital spending plans, and it hurts supply chain management for a variety of industries. So I think, you know, we need to make some progress on trade. I think we actually did make some mild progress, not much, a little bit in the fourth quarter. And interestingly, if you look at things like emerging market debt, it actually hung in there very well in the fourth quarter after being extremely weak for the year before that. So I'm a little bit encouraged by that. And I think that hopefully we're headed in the right direction. I think we're finally at a point where both countries, ours and China, want to make a deal. And it's going to take some time, and I'm sure there'll be some fits and starts and some bad tweets along the way. But hopefully this will come to some sort of closure over the next 3 to 6 months, and we can move on from this. And hopefully, I'm sure President Trump will declare victory regardless of what actually ends up happening, and we can all move on to other topics. But I think that is affecting confidence, and it certainly has not helped economic global growth in any way. It's really hard to tell how much it's hurt it. I get a lot of clients asking me, you know, how much of a GDP hit has this actually been? And I don't know. I'm not an economist, and I'm not sure they can even tell. But it certainly hasn't helped. And so some resolution there will definitely help going forward. So some help from the Fed, some help from trade. But the most important thing is what really has to be proven, I think, is that corporate profitability can be sustained at current levels and even grow at, say, a mid-single digit basis going forward. That's really what the market needs to see. Because when you go through this deceleration in economic growth, the market's obvious fear is that earnings are going to be disappointing. And I do think we'll have more earnings disappointments going forward than we've had over the last couple of years when we were in an accelerating economic environment, because we're going to be in a decelerating environment at a minimum. So, but I think that at the end of the day, corporate America is in very good shape. There doesn't appear to be a lot of excesses in terms of inventory or demand, et cetera. And companies have had time to adjust to slower growth. And so I think that, you know, if they can prove that they can grow the S&P, say, grow earnings in the 5, 6, 7% range over the next 12 to 18 months, that combined with some restoration and confidence on the part of stock market investors could yield actually some double-digit, low double-digit at least, type equity returns going forward. Just the opposite of what we've had over the last year, year and a half, where the earnings have grown very dramatically, 20% plus, and we've actually made no money. So sustainability is going to have to be proven. It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. But if it does, I think that's the real key to a sustainable recovery in the stock market.
Well, it certainly should be a very interesting year. I want to thank you, Doug, again for sharing your thoughts and insights on the market. Always great to speak with you. If you're interested in learning more about Kayne Anderson Rudnick or any other Virtus offering, please call us at 800-243-4361 or visit us online at virtus.com.